Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you will not hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of the show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he commanded in Ephesians 5:11. God states in his word that he would rise up ministries in the last days to do mighty exploits that would turn many to righteousness. Now here with vital insights from God's word is pastor and author Joe Schimmel.
Well, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, where we learn to discern God's will for our lives, the difference between good and evil. We look at contemporary culture in light of God's word, and we talk about impacting the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ and shining the light in this dark world that we live in. And we have a very special show this afternoon with Chad and Holly Davidson. Actually, my daughter is Holly, and Chad is my son-in-law. And I just love them so much and just praise God for what he's doing in their lives. And this show is basically based on a concert they put on every summer. It's called the Summer Event. It's called Revivus, the Summer Event. And Revivus obviously is connected to the word revival and reviving us, you know, in Jesus, you know, getting people excited about Jesus that know him and bringing the lost to Jesus. And we had them on last year, and it's not just this little concert at our church. It's actually a community event in Simi Valley where many churches participate, and I'm sure they'll talk about that. And I don't want to get into much detail what it's about because I want them to share that with you. I want to start asking them some questions. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, San Fernando Valley, Caneo Valley area, anywhere around Simi Valley, you know, people are traveling from a long way away. But if you're closer and you're in the Valley area, you know, if you're driving right now, you need to remember this date. If you're at home, just write it down and pray about it, because it's August 23rd. It's coming up just a couple weeks away here at Rancho Community Park in Simi Valley. An incredible event with all these great bands you listen to if you listen to Christian music at Rancho Community Park in Simi Valley. You can go to revivus.org, and that's spelled R-E-V-I-V-U-S, R-E-V-I-V-U-S.org. Go ahead and like them on Facebook, too. They've got a lot of great information on their Revivus page on how to minister to youth and what have you, great articles. Without any further ado, Chad and Holly, how did this ministry start?
Well, it started really with prayer. We were just driving home. We're driving to the beach for baptisms one day, and we said, Lord, there is something terrible going on with the youth. Please use us in some way. And Lord, you do it. We want you to do something. And we're just asking to be used. And we actually went down to the beach and we're praying with a couple. And the next Wednesday, I went to go teach a youth group, and two young kids came up and they asked me, hey, do you think we could do a concert for the youth group? And I said, well, why don't we do a concert, and I'll share my testimony, and we'll invite the whole community. And it was really cool. It was really awesome. We had a great time, and that was pretty much the edifice of it.
Well, Chad, you got a burden for the youth because you saw right here in Simi Valley, Dr. Phil actually highlighted Simi Valley in the news around that time regarding our heroin epidemic here in Simi Valley, which Simi Valley is very similar to San Fernando Valley and Ventura County, the greater LA area, with regard to drugs. And you saw the youth, you know, tragically, just many, you know, it's epidemic proportions, a lot of areas and a lot of, you know, deaths. And I know God put a burden on your heart and Holly's heart and all of our heart to one degree or another about reaching the youth before it's too late. And what was a problem that you saw with regard to the youth in general? And how does this ministry, what does this ministry look like when it's first events to try to reach those youth?
Well, I think it's twofold. One of the things we saw was that the people that absolutely do not know Christ, a lot of them go straight to drugs and alcohol. In high school, I didn't know anyone who didn't drink really or didn't smoke weed or do something. And so I think that there's a lot of people without any hope, without any future, without knowing God at all. And then there's also a complacency within the church when it comes to the youth serving. So what we wanted to do was get these young kids who knew the Lord, but we're just kind of sitting on their hands and just say, hey, we want to go out and serve Christ in a radical way by telling people about Jesus and by throwing these events. And we wanted to get them together and get them working for the Lord and then bringing those lost to come hear the gospel.
Well, praise God. I know that you've got a lot of incredible music lined up and that you specifically don't just, you know, bring any band in, any band that claims to be Christian, but you target bands that you know are evangelical, that have a heart for the lost, to get kids off drugs, to get them to know Jesus. And so what will this event be like in that regard?
Well, we'll have Britt Nicole, who's one of the biggest Christian artists today. So she's definitely a big draw because even people that aren't believers still like her music. And we have Hawk Nelson, who's been around forever, and they've got kind of a new sound.
For old guys like me, huh?
No. But we also have Seventh-day Slumber, and Joseph Rojas will be sharing his testimony from Seventh-day Slumber. And he really has an amazing testimony. He was in drugs himself, and he talks to people who are suicidal. And he also talks to people in the church that just have become complacent in their walks and aren't serving the Lord, and talks about that. So he definitely reaches a wide variety of people. And he's definitely a huge part of what we're doing, in as in sharing his testimony and speaking to the youth and encouraging them.
Yeah, it's actually really cool because as we were saying earlier about like our first event, it was our church band. It was me just sharing our testimony. We were right out back of the church. The next event, we invited like five different local bands, and they all played, and it was all great. And the next year, we actually had Seventh-day Slumber, and that was cool. We had it at the park. We were kind of moving on up in the world. And then last year, we had Cutlass play, which was awesome, and we decided, well, the Lord had put a burden on our heart. Let's try to get as many people there. This is an awesome ministry, an awesome way to share the gospel. Let's try to get as many people as we can to this event. And how could we do that? And we prayed, and we had three major bands, and another three underneath them to play as well.
Well, that's awesome. It's being at last year's event, actually being at every event, It's great because you get a lot of people. I think last year there was a couple thousand or more people, and you're 3,000. Okay, and you guys are expecting more at this event. And that's a lot of lost people that show up. A lot of people, because Chad, I know your whole testimony is a lot like mine in the sense that you got radically saved after being full blown alcoholic, drunkard, really, just totally a waste case. That's what I was as well before I became a Christian. And so many young people's lives are being wasted. And I was a pothead. I was a drunk. I was, using speed and LSD. And I got radically saved when I was around 18 years old, just right around when I turned 18. And Chad, it's interesting. I mean, you married my daughter. Obviously, I wouldn't let you've done that if I didn't see this radical change that took place in your life. It's amazing because now it's great to see you and Holly both teaming up in this ministry with so many other people that help you guys along, both coming from two different backgrounds. Yours similar to mine, and my daughter Holly, she's only known the Lord since a very young age, but she's very street smart. I took her witnessing a lot, sharing the gospel on Sunset and Highland area and Hollywood and Third Street Promenade, and I'd sometimes be concerned when I couldn't go later in life, and she'd be out there as a 17, 18-year-old till 1:30 in the morning, but I knew she wasn't getting drunk. I knew she was sharing the gospel, and it's great to see both of you having a passion for Jesus and at the same time looking at the ministry from your different lenses and seeing, from a person who's been a believer that wants to minister and reach the lost, and a person who was formerly quite lost and through a lot of your high school years and all your high school years and what have you. How does this ministry reach out to the lost?
Well, I think it is twofold, as we talked about earlier, and we kind of like to say we have two faces to it, where me being, an ex-alcoholic saved by grace, and Holly being, someone who always grew up knowing the Lord, where she can kind of say, hey guys, I was there, I grew up in the church, get off your tuchus and get to work, where I can say, hey guys, this whole life that you're living, this whole alcohol and you're trying to find things in, you're trying to find your completion in other things, not knowing Christ, and you're living a life that is just never going to go anywhere without Jesus. It's very easy for me to talk to somebody on the street who is going through those tough times in life, because I have been there, because I did make all those terrible decisions. I was an atheist. I didn't believe in God, and I was just running my life amok. And so what we like to do is not only these events, we also like to go street witnessing and telling people about Jesus. I actually fell in love with Holly and really wanted to be with her when I saw her sharing the gospel. So it was always something I was like, wow, this girl knows her word. It's kind of intimidating, but you know, you learn.
She was asking questions about truth in when she was a very young girl. And I remember, I think I saw you in church. I said, hey, Chad, why don't you go witnessing? I didn't know I was going to end up being, you know, marrying my daughter through that. But praise God, you know, you guys are a great team. And you both have a lot of fire for the Lord with totally different backgrounds. And it just shows you how Jesus makes people one and how we're united in him. We have the same king and the same purposes and the same goals, same destiny. And it's so awesome. We so much want to see the lost who were like all of us. And Holly certainly needed to come to Jesus herself. And you know, her testimony isn't turning from a lot of these things we're talking about because she became a Christian when she was young. But it was she had a little temper when she was a little kid, you know, and we sometimes laugh about that. And anyway, it's just awesome to see what the Lord's done. And it's so sad, though, because we have to face reality. We live in a world where there are literally millions of young people with, you know, filled with hopelessness and despair, and, you know, deceived by pop culture, which gives them the wrong message, which often glorifies, you know, drugs and death and suicide and darkness and these evil things. And so many people are so callous, they could care less. And praise God, he's burned on your heart to reach not only young folks, but this is an event for every age. We just hope parents come and bring their kids and show them that you have a great event. And as we said, it's free. We'll talk about, I want to ask you after the break, how in the world can you put on such an expensive event? You know, how is this being presented as free to the public? And how can some people possibly help? And we'll talk about some other questions right after the break. Ready or not,
Revive Us, the summer event is back, celebrating 5 years in ministry. This free event is Saturday, August 23rd at Rancho Simi Community Park in Simi Valley. Featuring Britt Nicole, Hawk Nelson, Seventh Day Slumber. We are the broken. Don't miss Revive Us, the summer event. Gates open at 2 p.m. Did we mention this event is free? Visit us at www.reviveus.org for more information. We'll see you at Revive Us, the summer event.
Well, praise the Lord, we're back, the Good Fight Radio Show. We've got this great event coming up, Revive Us, which is actually connected to the Good Fight Ministry and Blessed Hope Chapel, where I pastor, but it's also connected to a lot of the other churches in the community of Simi Valley, where this event will take place at Rancho Community Park in Simi Valley. A lot of churches involved in reaching the lost together. This event will be on August 23rd. I want to really encourage you to really consider coming, because it's going to be really hard for you to ever find a concert with these kinds of artists for free. Britt Nicole and others, Hawk Nelson, Seventh Day Slumber, evangelical type bands. And we're really looking forward to an exciting time. Thousands of people will be there. And by the way, did I say it's free? I did. So that's exciting, because that's what we're about. We try to get things done and out for free. Jesus said, freely you've received, freely give. Obviously, ministry's got to be wise in its stewardship as well. But I want to ask, I mean, how in the world are you guys putting on such an event? Because usually if somebody goes to see any of these artists, you know, you're going to pay some money, because obviously these bands can't just go out and, you know, pay for their gas and you know, their lodging and everything else, and still have a ministry if money doesn't come in, so they typically have to charge. But here you guys have all these bands together and this great event with all this food and all these vendors and a beautiful type of atmosphere with a lot of Christians, yet it's free. How are you guys pulling this off?
Well, first off, we like to keep it free because a lot of times non-believers aren't going to pay for an event that's a Christian event to come hear the gospel necessarily. So it's a lot easier for someone to say, hey, to their neighbor, do you want to come to this event for free with me? So we want to keep it free always. But we do fundraisers. We have personal donors. We sell advertisements for the event. We like to advertise local businesses and just be a part of the community and help the community and have the community help the people. So basically it's through personal donors, mostly through personal donors, lots of fundraisers. Churches do fundraisers, local churches do fundraisers for us. We take our personal youth group out and we go door to door and sell honey. And we have people that donate the honey to us so that we could sell it for our event, you know. So that's basically how we keep it free.
Yeah, the whole point is to have believers help fund this event so that the lost come and be saved. And actually, it's really cool because on our website, revivus.org, we have people go there and we have a click to donate button and you can donate right on there just to see people come to know Jesus.
Well, praise God. That's exciting. Again, we're talking about the Revivus concert, the summer event in Simi Valley, Rancho Simi Community Park at 2 p.m. on August 23rd, just coming up a couple weeks from now. Again, you can go to the Revivus website, R-E-V-I-V-U-S, one word, .org. And when you get there, you can also like them on Facebook. They've got a growing Facebook presence, and they're really ministering to a lot of young people. You can keep up with what they're doing and how to help as well. So praise God. It's exciting. I remember last year, I heard that afterwards, I mean, you know, each time this takes place, there's lives that are transformed. But last year, I heard there were like over 100 families or young people and adults that had called Teen Challenge to inquire about what it would be like or, you know, what it would, how they could actually get their children or to know more about their ministry in rehabbing heroin addicts and what have you. What was that about?
Well, actually, at the event itself, we actually had people go up to the Teen Challenge booth to ask about receiving help and things like that. But then we were told by one of the directors here at a local Teen Challenge that their facility received hundreds and hundreds of calls from the Simi Valley area about getting men into this program after our event. So there was a real impact there, and we not only decided that from last year, we're going to use local ministries and really see the hands and feet of Jesus work, and because we decided we're going to showcase a lot of these ministries at this event, like CPC Clinic, the Community Pregnancy Clinic. You know, there may be people at our event that just found out they're pregnant and is thinking about going and killing the baby. And so we're going to have them there. We're going to showcase that ministry and tell people that there is an option there. We're going to be showcasing different ministries that help out poor and homeless and just telling people, hey, that these are ministries that will help you today, that you can go to, that you just came to this free event, and hey, you need help. And we're going to be able Praise to God. Showcase those ministries and share those with people.
That's awesome. I know that A Good Fight will have one of our booth there. There's going to be a lot of booths there of ministry-oriented people. Of course, a lot of you know, food and fellowship and fun. It's amazing, too. I know that last year, too, I was part of the team that handed out some tracks at the doors, and a track I wrote called The Horrors of Heroin. We got out, and I'm sure there was some response from that as well from the people that had called, because it's a huge problem. A lot of people, you know, a lot of parents, they mean well, they go to work, they care about their children, but there's such an undercurrent of spiritual warfare by the dark forces of the satanic powers, pop culture that just glorifies evil. And there's very few things out there that actually are intended and designed to battle that. I mean, obviously, the greatest thing we have is Jesus and the Word of God and the church itself, and when the church is being the church. Jesus said that his disciples, he told them that they are the salt of the earth, and that we've got to get the salt out of the shaker. You know, Jesus talked about, you know, what good is a salt? You know, if it loses its savor, it's only good to be thrown out or trampled underfoot or thrown in the manure pile. And that's a symbolic of judgment, you know. And we're supposed to get the salt out of the shaker. Salt can't have an effect on meat or, you know, French fries or whatever unless it gets out of the shaker. And Christians don't have an effect on the culture unless we get out. And I just praise God that this ministry gets out from, you know, the holy huddle and breaks out from the stained glass windows and gets out to the streets. And Jesus said, if you know, we're the light of the world as well. And if you hide that light under a bushel, you know, it's not going to have any effect. And we're supposed to let our light shine so people can see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. So praise God. I praise God for this ministry and that there's a ton of people that could be influenced by the Lord. Now, I think it's also interesting that there's so many things that you guys don't have time to address because there's so many great stories about what's taking place when people come to this event. And can you explain maybe some highlights that might stick out of your mind where you were blessed?
Well, last year we had a choir from Teen Challenge come. a bunch of guys and girls that were in rehab there, and one of them had said that they didn't know that they could even have fun when they weren't high, because they're so much of their life they had spent getting high so that they can feel good and have fun. And they came to the event and they just experienced the love of Christ, and there were vendors and food trucks and just a fun time in good, clean fun, and they didn't know it was even possible. So that was definitely a highlight for me.
Praise God.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I mean, the whole event obviously is just awesome. We have so many people, you know. I know yourself, you share the gospel, and I get a chance to share the gospel at the event, and it's just pretty awesome that, you know, people get to see the power of salvation that we can have through Jesus, and it can break so many chains. But it was really cool for me that I actually saw multiple people at the event that I knew back in high school. In fact, one of them, the last time I had seen him, he was literally snorting cocaine at my house. And I saw him
before you were saved. Let's say that.
Before I was saved, yeah. Before I was saved, he was literally snorting cocaine at my house, and now he's at an event, and we're both praising God together. And it was just something so awesome. I'll never forget it.
Well, praise God, and that brings. That's a good way to conclude the show. Think about it, folks. A huge event, Revivus. Revivus.org, go there, R-E-V-I-V-U-S, and become their friends on Facebook. So what an opportunity if you want to see one of the very top artists right now, Britt Nicole, and other very impacting artists like Hawk Nelson, and also Seventh-day Slumber will be there. What a, you know, it's a free event. Why not just go have a blast on that Saturday afternoon? The event is on the 23rd of August at 2 o'clock. A great opportunity. In fact, I want to encourage you, are you concerned about the loss in the radio audience? Are you concerned about your lost friends, people at work? What a great opportunity to say, hey, there's a free concert going on in Simi Valley. No money, no strings attached. We could just show up and have a great time. And there they're going to hear myself and Chad and some of the bands, you know, present the gospel of Jesus Christ and hear the gospel from a bunch of Christians that are having a great time in Jesus. What a great opportunity for you. I want to encourage you, whether you bring someone or not, make sure you show up. Just in your heart, write down, you know, August 23rd, 2 o'clock. We'd love to see you there. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. God bless you guys. I want to thank you for joining us again with the Good Fight Radio Show. We praise God for you. We pray that the Lord blesses you, He keeps you, and that you continue to press on to know Jesus and make Him known. God bless you until next time.
You've been listening to Pastor and author Joe Schimmel on the Good Fight Radio Show. To learn more about Good Fight Ministries, please visit goodfightradio.org, where we feature many eye-popping and life-changing resources on DVD and CD, as well as an archive of previously aired shows. You can visit our podcast page at goodfightradio.org to find many of Pastor Joe's full Sunday morning teachings. If you've been blessed by this show and would like to share this blessing with others, you can help support our ministry by visiting our donate page also at goodfightradio.org. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062. Or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on the Good Fight Radio Show. Revive Us, the summer event is back, celebrating 5 years in ministry. This free event is Saturday, August 23rd at Rancho Simi Community Park in Simi Valley. Featuring Britt Nicole, Hawk Nelson, Seventh-day Slumber. We are the broken. Don't miss Revive Us, the summer event. Gates open at 2 p.m. Did we mention this event is free? Visit us at www.reviveus.org for more information. We'll see you at Revive Us, the summer event.